And is the leftover part of the cane that's left after the...
Pumins. That is called pumins.
Pumins?
Pumins.
Well, is that good for anything? Was that ever...
No, we generally put that in the lock and use it, rotted it, let it rot in there, tend the cattle on it, and I use it for fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. So everything was...
Everything was saved, nothing thrown away.
Everything was saved.
With all they said, we save everything when you butcher a hog but the squeal and you lose that.
Everything.
And you save everything of a hog but the squeal and you lose that.
when you tell me, and this might refer to anything maybe even other than a preacher, but is there a word or an expression that you might call a preacher who has a regular pulpit, but he might preach one place one Sunday and here and there, and he might make his living doing something else. Is there a word you might call him other than just preacher or pastor?
Well, now one like that, like we are in the churches like I go to, we call him more of a banister.
Uh-huh.
A preacher, he'll preach here and yonder, he's just running revivals here and yonder. We call him a banister preacher.
Uh-huh. And have you ever heard, and if you have, what does the expression jackleg preacher mean to you? Have you ever heard that expression?
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's one that you can't understand, to my notion. He's kind of a jack-legged preacher. Sometimes he can preach, and again, the devil will end to him, and he can't preach. We call him jack-legged preacher.
So it'd be a term that you, for a person you didn't have much respect for then.
That's right. In a way, you couldn't put much confidence in him as being a God-called preacher.
Mm-hmm.
A God-called preacher.
Is a good preacher.
He's a preacher. When he gets in that pulpit and God called him, God gives him a sermon, he can preach it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he's talking about too when he's preaching. But the jack-legged preacher, he gets all messed up in his sermons. That's the reason we call him jack-legged preacher.
All right. Would you ever use this term jack-legged to refer to a man in another occupation,
yeah,
a carpenter?
Yeah.
If you call a carpenter a jack-legged?
Well, he'd be a man that... couldn't do good carpenter work. He couldn't cut a joint, wasn't that? He's just a jackleg. Jackleg of a carpenter is what we call him.
So it's not a very flattering expression.
No, it's not.
If you call somebody a
jackleg.
What do they call a man in charge of a whip if you're talking, in charge of a ship if you're talking about a sea voyage? The head man on a ship, is that a word you know?
He's a captain.
He's a captain.
He's captain of the ship.
Would you, have you ever used that word to apply to men in other businesses or other occupations?
Yeah, in the Army, all the Army, there's captains in the Army, and they call them captains, and a captain of the ship. Right.
But it's like a rank in the Army.
Yes, ma'am. It's a rank. It's the rank he holds.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What word would you use to refer to a woman who might have an office job and maybe who handles the boss's mail and makes his schedules for the day? A lady who works in an office.
Well,
would you just call her an office worker, or maybe a secretary?
I believe a secretary. I believe she'd go there as a secretary, because she's in charge of a good bit there. And I'd call her a secretary. That's what I'd have to call her.